so I'll just leave you to your devices in here, and I'll come back in half an hour.
So, interaction or discussions, one would do the annotation. Do we have stages of clarification or?
We did. At the beginning, we did. We did training sets and we did compare.
Yeah, we did two of those, didn't we?
We probably did. I think we did two training sets, and then we had at least one meeting with you
yeah.
where we talked about it.
It's
great to decide on things.
Yes.
And we did all the rest of them separately.
Yeah.
So, did you feel that it was some kind of some process of convergence, like that you shared quite different ideas about the phrase types and markations, and then eventually you came up with some kind of rules that you set up between the two of you?
Yes.
Or?
Actually, no. Okay. I thought we had basically the same ideas. I don't remember ever having strong arguments about what should be in what group, or it was just the rules about things that. And what counted as. For the spectral features, it was more confusing
really
what counted as a spectral feature.
Mm-hmm.
We had a long discussion about that, but I don't remember sort of arguing from different sides and converging, just sort of piecing out what would come up and agreeing what we'd do.
And we've had a manual, which we haven't got to yet. Do you think we get a copy? Would that be useful? I don't have to leave the meeting now.
It's been a long time since we've done this.
Can we get Ben to finish that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So, do you reckon Ben has the file with this menu, or?
We did send it.
He has had it, Yeah.
Let's go.
There's a cool with Canterbury Clock that doesn't know exactly how many you've been reading, so. It's on top.
We should have these things in our area. We don't have plans.
I
guess like telescopes, but that's different from those things.
They're hardly in our areas.
They're not good conference thing, aren't they? In the ATC.
Yeah, that's right. Although, isn't Hughes or one of those things, I think.
I had to fly to Germany to do the teleconference. I'm sending you for the UCL interview.
Gosh.
And they fly you to Germany and put you on a four-way teleconference with three people in Chile. And had they asked, we could have done it fine at ATC.
Right.
And
say, right.
We get to go to gym for the day.
Right.
So
it's a very strange interview giving, so because you can't see
the body language
while you're giving your talk.
Yeah.
Because they just show, usually they have a camera on you and a camera on them.
Right.
But during the talk part, they have a camera on them, because I could see that guy reading a newspaper halfway through my talk. And then they had a camera showing what my slides were.
Right.
And so you forget that they can see you at all.
Right.
And so when all of that was over, they were answering your questions and the view switched again, and I realized I was sitting there in the interview going.
And mine was even, it was different again. It was a four-way split screen with me and three other people. And it just stayed at that. And I had the talk on the laptop in front of me, and they had the talk on their laptops.
Right.
And I had to tell them when to
Come
to my page.
And you can't say looking over here.
You can see towards the top left of the image. And luckily, Olivia warned me it might be complicated. So I had something with without very many. Not the glamour flying in things, because that would just be really difficult. But I practice the talk, standing up in front of it and pointing to things.
Yeah.
And you're sitting down and you can see yourself. The moment you see yourself, bounce back 2 seconds later.
Shall we dive in the interim?
Yes. Continuing flux. We'll continue. Flux on its own wouldn't be a spectral feature. I think it would probably just be continuing. If it was continuing luminosity, you probably wouldn't.
and I'm, I think I'm working out who's top and bottom. Yeah, I'm happy enough with that.
I don't feel strong like that.
I actually haven't really thought about like a mark or not marking who's top and who's bottom. I think maybe that would make sense for you guys to know.
I think Ben said he left it out on purpose, which is reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I'm bottom.
Yeah,
anyway.
I'm pretty sure I'm top.
So,
because
I would fight for Lion being
right.
A special feature as well.
Right. Yeah, I think that's probably right. So,
I'll do that.
Okay, next.
So, sorry, I just forgot to mention, you're marking which annotation you think is the one, right?
Yes.
So.
And if needed, then we'll have to act for something else.
Okay, so here I'm missing soft component on the bottom.
And I think
there.
You're probably right, soft component is a...
If you get line, I get soft component.
Yep.
Sorry.
Oh.
Shouldn't today, probably, but... Well, isn't it that if... it's a region of the spec that you can point at it, then it is a spectral feature, and that isn't...
You can point your soft component.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
It's a big bump thing in the soft bit.
Okay.
Now, is a feature part of a spectral feature? I think you'll get there as well.
I'm not fussed about that.
It's not just absorption. But it's not just absorption that that can be used. It's actually something in the absorption of the scene. If it was a dip of absorption or a lack of absorption.
This is the thing you point to.
Describing.
Yeah, that's the thing you point to, and this is a physical mechanism.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'd say. Excellent.
That's two.
That's definitely two. You're right.
Next one, the equivalent width. I think you're right, Kelly. We were going to mark the equivalent width, but we were going to mark the lines. I think that's true.
Yeah.
Alright. That's true. You get that.
And maybe.
There's
a sort of stuff.
I don't remember what we were doing with maybe. We weren't doing like H2 regions and stuff, right?
I
can't remember. Okay.
Should we see when manual comes up?
Yeah.
To that one?
Yes.
I don't know what we do about that either.
We're doing descriptions that make things separate classes. In which case I'd argue for a little problem. Oh my god, I've just gotten mad with the underlying here.
Yes. Breaking the parallel index, I think that's probably a... You can point to it.
Yeah, that's the thing, but you wouldn't know.
It's not a...
Yeah.
It's something we derive.
The parallel index is something you derive. A break in a spectrum is something you can point at.
So what's a break in a parallel index?
Well, that's a feature. Because in this spectrum, it does that and ends us there.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that thing there.
Yeah. That is where it breaks. So.
Slight depression of the continuum near the line limit. I think
you're
right.
And if I did it again, I'd say slight depression of the continuum and possibly...
Well,
you can see both the slight depression and the line and limit, but we're supposed to say descriptive words of the features. So.
Yeah, if it was absorption at H alpha,
mm-hmm.
that would all be one. Or absorption at 5,000 nanometers would all be one anyway.
Yeah, but they would be the same...
They'd
both be the same spectral feature, whereas here there's two spectral features. There's a line and limit, which you can see, and then there's a slight depression near it.
Yeah, you're right. It's near rather than at. It's not.
Yeah.
If you have a sense about that.
And you want to split that one and leave it into two.
Yeah.
I'll agree with that.
If I take it.
Excellent.
Absorption.
That I didn't mark because it's the physical process of absorption.
Yeah,
not the
well.
The thing.
Would there be other cases where you would actually mark absorption or
yeah, if it was there's an absorption feature or absorption
mm-hmm.
is the spectrum at this wavelength.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say, for example, the quasar is absorbed, that just means the quasar is behind a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's describing something physically rather than describing
mm-hmm.
the spectrum itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you. There's no, I skipped something about the
I don't remember what we were going to do about things that weren't then. It's not something you can point to. You can point to it if it were there.
Yes, you could. I can do exactly for too long.
But if it had been there, you would have
liked. Yeah. Yes. We go back to the five.
Something maybe long?
Yes. You weren't matching it to H2 region because it was region, I think, was the argument for that. Line.
That's line ratios.
But I remember we weren't going to mark line ratios, but we were going to mark, because it's here where you've got the equivalent width of H beta, or if it's a
but
ratio is different.
Line and in line and line ratios is modifying ratios, isn't it? It's not talking about specific lines. A line ratio is a thing.
Yeah, we just haven't actually listed it explicitly unless you're not going to include it.
Right.
Don't include
line ratios after abundances. So
is that the value or the word?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
You wouldn't include abundances or land strengths.
No.
Yeah.
It shouldn't, you wouldn't include land in that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I don't think. Oh, I see what you're doing. You're circling the one you like.
Right. Down to line alpha. Absorb it. I think that's a spectral feature, even though it's. You wouldn't mark the source of it.
So can I just ask, now you just aligned, you circled the word in the outline, which didn't?
Yes, because we don't want it underlined.
Right, sorry, I see, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right, down. So again, these are source types. It's not a source type.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a...
But dampfine and alpha absorbers are physical things, not spectral features.
But you also absorb them by the spectral feature. What were we doing for things broad absorption line quasar, for example? We were marking the broad absorption line as well as broad absorption line quasar. So I think it should be the same as that. If it's defined by a spectral feature, we should mark it.
But you wouldn't be able to point to something in a spectrum and say that's a damped Lyman alpha absorber unless you.
You can point to damped Lyman alpha though. Because it says, spectral features we're referring to a type of source, e.g. Thalium or quasar.
But we wouldn't say absorbers were a type of source.
Not a specific type of source, but I think still the spectral feature counts even though it's a modifier or something.
Okay. I'm not certain about that, but I...
What do you reckon?
Well, I mean, if you look at this spectrum and spot that Lionel has been gapped.
But...
That is a spectral feature.
Don't let's gap Lionel, whichever you see them a variety of places along the line of sight. So you have to know...
No, that's true.
How's it look? I don't know.
If you look at a quasar and you see a bunch of, if you get a bunch of clouds of gas in the way, you can see these things. But you wouldn't be able to point at one of them and say, oh, that's a thing. They're going to be different directions.
But that doesn't mean that it's, you can still say that's damp planet alpha and that's damp planet alpha.
I don't know how they do that.
Yeah.
You can say all of that is damp planet alpha.
But you're guessing in a way, aren't
you? But isn't that always based on something that's not?
Well, no, but you see them in all sorts of different redshifts. It's like the line in Alpha Forest, sort of. And I'm not certain I would really mark that.
That's a
tricky
answer.
One.
Certainly.
If it was some other spectral feature and then absorbers, would we mark it?
No, I wouldn't, because it's... They're physical things, not spectral features. You can't point at something on a spectrum and say that's definitely damp Lyman alpha. And I guess it's because they're modifiers of this source type, and we wouldn't mark that source type.
But we include modifiers of source types, we would mark.
We wouldn't mark.
We're not marking absorbers. But if it was a damp Lyman alpha quasar, then we would mark quasar and we would mark damp Lyman alpha.
Right.
So it's just, I guess, whether damp planet alpha is a spectral feature in itself. Which I would put.
That's a tricky one.
Say it was, and I've never looked at
it. Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then it is altering the spectrum as well. I mean, it's changing things spectrum.
It doesn't have to be something that's specific. You know, we can say a big blue bubble or soft, or a continuum, and we include those.
But we weren't going to include descriptions of spectral features that were based on fitting.
That's true. We have included power law, though. We include steep softening temperature, and here we included breaking the power law because of the break.
Steep soft component. Yeah, breaking the power law is something I'm not certain of. Steep soft component is something you can point at in a spectrum, so.
There's still some difference.
Yeah.
You know, what's deep and what's shallow.
Again, I'd say this is a physical process, not a spectral feature.
And absorption again. Were including feature within spectral feature.
Okay. What's wrong with Brownie Java?
I think I just missed it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not as if it's a. Although it's called itself maximum, it's still the line within it.
Yeah.
Silicon 2 is an element rather than in this context. Rather than use the lines. I guess what you. If Viola wasn't in there, then you'd have Silicon 2 line in fact.
Yeah.
But without, with Viola, I think that makes Silicon 2 derive from these two features.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
A spectral feature, so, on its own.
Yeah, that's true.
Lyman Alpha Forest clouds.
Oh no, we're back to it again.
Lyman Alpha Forest, you can point on the spectrum.
That's true, but Lyman Alpha Forest clouds are source types we're marking.
So we haven't, maybe just haven't got a rule for spectral features within a referring to types of source.
Which we don't mark.
Source.
Yeah. But
so
we're
marking H2 and H2 regions, for example.
And I don't think we are, because that's not a spectral feature.
Yeah, it's not defined by a spectral
yeah.
feature, by H2 region. Whereas Lyman Alpha Forest is defined by the definition of Lyman Alpha Forest clouds, so we have Lyman Alpha Forest.
But saying that isn't the same as saying we've seen that in a spectrum, whereas a broad line quasar, someone has looked at it, they've seen a broad line. But if you're discussing Lyman Alpha Forest clouds, they could just be discussing the physical object, which we aren't marking.
Why aren't you marking them?
Because they weren't. I don't know.
I don't think we were marking
anything to lobby.
Using missions or.
It wouldn't count as a source type, or
well, that's what I'm wondering. Really.
Yeah.
I remember not marking nebula or clouds.
Mm.
Or
yeah, this is this responds species of cloud. It's a particular species of cloud, not just a general cloud. So isn't that different?
It's a modifier of the clouds, but looking for improving the.
Yeah.
I don't know if
you
have
to decide whether we can't compute. It would be about saying maybe we should be including nebular clouds.
Perhaps we should have done, but we haven't
got
the whole
thing. So
okay.
I think maybe we need to present and include diffuse emission.
But then we still have to decide if we don't label the source, what do we do about the spectral features that define that source? If we have, for example, a broad absorption line object, we mark that. We mark broad absorption line in that.
Well, that's because to know it's a broad absorption line object, we have seen it.
But just to know this is a Lyman Alpha Forest cloud, we've seen Lyman Alpha Forest.
But it's in the spectrum of another object, though. It isn't the spectrum of the.
But it's still a spectral feature,
cloud.
Even if it's not. It might be a spectral feature, not in the cloud, but it's a spectral feature in the quasar.
That's true.
Yeah.
And you could point at it, that's true, and say that is.
Let's keep them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Lyman Alpha Forest again.
Yeah.
And that definitely is a spectral feature on its own, then.
Yeah.
Forest clouds.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Each helium 2 optical depth, I think that's that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a derived.
Oh, we've got the same line.
Excellent.
What have we done differently?
You've got line brightness temperatures. Do I property of the line?
We have a lot of these.
Yeah, we are.
And we weren't using line. Which one is it beautiful? Line ratio we weren't doing.
Yeah, I don't think line brightness temperature counts. Because it's not talking about a specific line.
So we might lines.
Yeah.
Okay. Line feature.
So can we just go back to one page? Did you resolve the line for different segmentations? Like plane problem was?
There's only one difference, yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was a problem of like one having underlined the entire.
Systems. And Lyman Alpha data.
That's a modifier of data.
Okay. But if you said.
I mean, that's
said
a spectral
data.
Type of data.
Continuous.
Mm. I really don't think that counts.
But if it said down on another spectrum, you'd mark down on an alpha. If it was in the spectrum, and
I wouldn't
think
that you
would.
I think just because it's got a spectral feature in the phrase, you wouldn't, for example, when we were saying silicon 2 levels, we didn't mark silicon 2. That's got nothing to do with the spectrum.
But if it was saying silicon 2 line,
but what this actually means is we've made some measurements based on damped line and alpha measurements, and they tell us this answer. And this answer is
in
the
case of the
beam
data.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. Hmm?
I'm not sure on this. I think I would mark it. There's a region of the spectrum, and they're actually using a region of the spectrum as the data.
If it's an emission landing.
If you both want not to mark it, then fine, don't mark it.
Mm-hmm. If it's an emission landing,
I wouldn't, but
because it's
a marker.
But if it's just an emission line, we would. The emission line is strong. The emission line data shows strong. Then I think it's the same, actually. I think it's data isn't even needed. It's inconsistent with a damped line alpha and more than 5%. Or a damped line alpha feature. You put feature there rather than data when you're mining it.
Oh, feature, absolutely.
But I think data is equivalent.
So from the perspective of an entity recognition task, so I think there was also this one guideline saying, for example, something sitting under a negation, right, that there was no damped L, Y, L for something, then I think the convention was that you still would mark that, right? So
yeah.
It's more like it's sort of like a quite literal task, so it's really like finding these kind of these types of strings rather than really referring to the underlying physical reality, which I mean, sort of like if you were to resolve these kind of cases in order to put them in, say, the databases, so then you'd probably be right in this case, right? But given that the kind of thing is that this entity recognition task is a much more literal thing, like really just finding these kind of strings.
Right.
I think
yeah.
In this case, I would say this is probably an entity.
Okay.
Didn't
that
we can argue about the pretend? Not likely a test.
Right.
Damped line alpha system.
Tell me good again, but
it should be.
Yeah.
It should be
yeah.
Damped line alpha in negative enough spectral feature. And that should be the actual. Okay. Don't recommend that very close. Is that clear enough?
Source type.
We were including modifiers. We're including borderline quasars, non-borderline quasars as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should probably the flat spectrum with radio quasars is very different from
that
string deep spectrum.
That is true. Just sitting there half an hour.
Continuous.
Speed up.
Mark is soft ionizing continuous. You like that, I think.
Cool. See, that's talking about the flux of ionizing photons rather than the continuum of that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Heavy element absorption rates, I think, should be that.
I'm happy enough with that.
The oil's different.
Blue shifted. That's okay with me. Okay. Yeah, you can have that as well.
You like stuff on the galaxies that are distinct.
Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
Probably because you're doing 7,000 pieces.
Yeah, could be that. I was like, that's silly. distinguishing a line from an eye on a line from something else.
No.
Well, you know where they are in the.
Well, I guess, yeah, I know. If it was lines,
yeah,
page two.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Alright.
Blue wing flux. What do they do about flux? The feature itself is blue wing flux, or if it said blue wing feature, mark feature.
Yes, it's the amount of stuff in blue wing. Line peak. I think that should be that. Even though it's talking about increasing line peak, it's also talking about increasing excess blue wing.
I think line peak is something you can point to it, but can you point to a line peak velocity shift?
No,
yeah,
you can't also point to increasing blue wing.
Well, you can point to blue wing flux because you have your line and there's the blue wing flux. But if the line peak is increasingly shifted,
yeah, I think that's a feature.
Okay. There's a system issue again, so we should be consistent. I'll keep it.
It's a way of saying the dump is in trough, which if you just said that. It's going to be some absorption. If it was hydrogen absorption, you'd mark the whole thing. Because hydrogen line, you could say it should mark it. It's not H2 to absorption. It's a mark step of the spectral feature, isn't it?
It's a process, isn't it?
But so is H2 to absorption. The emission is the process from H beta, but it's still, this is the process from neutral hydrogen. I guess what I mean, neutral hydrogen should be in there. And the fact that one piece of things should be it. It's just a pain.
Well, I wouldn't have any of it, I think. I think all of that is just the description process.
I think I might agree with. Because this definitely should be marked. Because that is process now.
Yeah.
And if that shouldn't be marked, then that shouldn't be marked.
I think it's a modifier. Okay. Same as I thought it should be there.
Oh, okay.
As in, we didn't need to.
Yeah.
It's not absorption. Okay. That's just another line, isn't it? So that should be.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's talking about it. And his strength, it's not the abundance of it or any derived property, it's just the strength of the lines.
You don't know it. Actually, it's abundance really the way. I'm not sure, but.
I guess it is.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Let's make a decision.
Either that, if that shouldn't be in, neither should either of those.
Yes, that's true. I think
we should then.
Yes, we will put power line strength. If it has the two line strength, we definitely put it in.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think that's what it's referring to, even though it's not. It's not saying.
Why would it? Isn't it an elemental abundance that he estimates after using a number of lines? It isn't just one discrete line of inspection, is it?
It's
not lines. Is it?
It's an abundance. It's an element, I guess, but it's.
Two is an ionic species and it has a number of lines in the spectrum, and you'll estimate. The abundance of the species that use all lines.
But it says straight flowing abundance. I think we're still looking at the amount of flux coming out of the out of all the different three lines rather than
with marked thing. Have we marked things like? Yeah, I don't know if we've marked things like silicon one.
In general, we haven't, unless it's specifically saying it's a line.
Yeah.
So I guess the question is, does this specifically refer to a line? Maybe it's not clear enough to it's not
marked. Yeah, if we don't mark it, though, we definitely should mark these two.
Well, then if that's line, narrow line, it said every two line strength, then we would mark it. Because you're talking about line, but rather than your element.
Do you agree with that?
I think so.
If that's
yeah.
true, then they're leaving out the word line. I don't think it should mean that it shouldn't be marked.
The word line should be in there. Or
we know what they mean, right?
Yeah. I think we mean the line strength rather than the feature abundance.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's
then
that's
what
we call the next. Oh, yes, bloated star.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Take out my. Mm-hmm. Tens. That's just for one.
Oh,
this is that your right.
There we go, that counts.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Any other for the next one? Yes, that's when I wasn't sure about it.
Yeah.
If it was you Lex, you put it in.
This shouldn't be.
I don't know.
Does those count as modifiers? Active. We definitely include active.
Yes. I guess the problem is G2, what does that mean?
I assume it kind of elliptical, is it? The E2 is kind of elliptical.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a
genius.
Okay,
right. This is my system level. There's capital.
Those can. Does that not mean a broadband detection? And does that count?
Sorry.
H alpha detection.
Yeah, you're sort of picking a line in the effect of broadband.
Don't we say going to do that one? I'm right though. Don't include modifiers of regions or systems, e.g.
Broadband
region.
You are right.
Systems. That's why I wasn't doing
it. No, and I'm letting it. Okay, you
have
to change
that.
You're right. Okay, so I wasn't sat at you. We have got no D mark here.
Yeah, but modifiers of regional systems
is
the.
To be able to see one.
Yeah, we can always change this if we think we're right rather than going back through.
So damped climate alpha absorbers shouldn't be in there.
based on this, but we can change this rule rather than changing all those things.
But then
what's the appropriate thing to do at this point?
Rules half the time, just we often use other attempts.
Just about changing rules, I mean, in a sense, you also want to make sure that the annotation, that the agreements that you arrive on today, that they're consistent with what needed before,
mm-hmm.
and so on. I mean, this really only displays those cases where you disagreed.
Right.
But if you sort of like change
right.
the rule now in the fly,
yeah.
then that
yeah.
might be, then that might create inconsistency.
Because you might have followed
the yes,
yeah,
so I'm sure
right.
I follow the rule sometimes and just forgotten. So let's take
right.
that. Here, the Lyman alpha forest should be in here because it's not talking about it's not modified.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't find that stored. Oh, we'll have to get Lyman alpha data.
Data will need to keep in.
Okay.
Be the same as feature.
I still don't think that's
the same spectrum, because the data was a spectrum.
I still don't like it, but
I don't have passion.
I wouldn't, I think that probably.
And this one comes out as well.
So what were we looking at this page for anyway? It was for something
HR
else.
HR detection.
Detection. Broadband detections isn't there included.
But I would just...
Well,
it
comes
along
with
the line.
Oh, so it would be a narrowband detection.
Yeah.
Narrowband imaging detection. All right, good.
Thanks.
HR for emitters are not eliciting class of source, I don't
No, they're not.
Nice.
Just out of curiosity, this narrow broadband that refers to the type of spectrum that you have, like on the type of filter, or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
exactly. But I guess if you're picking out a spectral feature, even with a broadband, well, no, that's still a spectral feature. You're picking out a line.
Yeah.
Well, how long do you pick it out?
This is another systems thing.
Yeah. Absorption profiles. I think the whole thing should actually be marked.
Okay.
How far should we go?
No.
Absorption profiles.
Yeah, absorption profiles.
Lyman alpha forest line blanketing or Lyman alpha forest line?
Yeah, take out the blanketing.
This is into the system.
Yep.
VLBI is
a network, and it's VLBI is interfront, it's technique, it's
yeah.
not a
yes.
yeah.
network is an instrument.
Yeah.
It's called something else, isn't it?
You go on this in a way.
Yeah, it's
called
something else,
right? If you have an A on the end, it would be the net.
This is.
Well.
The LDI network image. So do they mean the VLDI?
Isn't all of. This is an instrument if you have it all, isn't it?
European VLDI network. It's an instrument, not a research group.
Yes,
so.
It takes an image.
Yeah,
but then music group definitely. Okay, nice. How much
modifiers
are we putting in?
It's only supposed to be proper names. But I don't.
Which it is.
Yeah, is that. So this whole thing is an instrument.
You from 1.6?
That's
or
what
from
I think.
European.
I think it's.
Or different DLI.
Starting with. Europe.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So is this like it's a subset of the VLDI?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Just in Europe. But actually Merlin and all the international analogues in Europe all looked up into one instrument, basically.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That is a source name, right?
That's just broadband, isn't it? Broadband emission.
Yeah, that's just
assuming that. Really loud objects.
Now we've both marked language, yes, yeah.
Yeah, but we shouldn't have done.
Not a source name.
And though it's different because you're talking about the ionizing continuum.
Yeah, that means
which is
that's a process. It's a processor, it's the type of photons, it's not a continuum.
Maybe you can point to line of
sure, yeah.
You're right there. That's all one big speckle feature. And nebula should be marked.
Agreed on that? We only agreed that, so far we've only agreed that we can't include spectral features modifying nebula. But I don't see yet for it for
yeah.
We can't
we
mark
did
nebula.
Mark nebula, yes.
Yeah.
It was things that weren't distinct, like.
Yeah, but see, there's so
yeah.
many different kinds of nebula, I think, is why I wasn't doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a difficult one. But it's a stick for next week.
Yeah.
If we're going to have them, that's not fun.
What's
the
question? Don't mind.
Did you? I thought it was a process, and it wasn't included.
It wasn't.
We did just have it.
Yeah.
It wasn't a proper, was it? No, it's not proper.
Line, forest, line, language.
Yeah, we think
that's
for now.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Red and blue components. I think you might have them as well.
Yeah.
You could take
yeah.
In the same way that you can point to the
oh.
soft x-rays or the hard x-rays, you can check the red.
Well, I would argue about that instead, because I think that if you only extract that, how can you actually modulus the spectrum, don't you?
The soft x-rays you can definitely point to in an x-ray thing. You know if there's one there or not, you can say that's that. So,
yeah.
You're saying you wouldn't know it was soft unless you.
Yeah. So we're talking about the continuum, like having a galaxy spectrum, you could say there's a blue component, there's a red component.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean. Like, it comes from adding two different things together.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That
I can see that, yeah.
And then it's actually we're getting
results from
models
the spectrum,
not just looking at the spectrum.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd give that for red and blue components, but I wouldn't probably give that for soft components. Because a soft excess is that's an x-ray thing, like a break, you say.
It's
a
red or blue
yeah.
excess rather than a red or blue component.
Yeah, but
I guess
component is means it's no longer
yeah.
in the model. Actually.
Yeah, and take out red and blue.
Which means maybe we should take out soft.
Well,
it's such a basic sort of, you look at the spectrum and you say, that's a soft excess, it's a soft.
The excesses, yeah.
Yeah.
But
if you modelled it with two parts,
yeah.
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 Part
yeah.
Yeah. Soft spectrum.
That's
how
probably
how would it feel, Seth?
I've been
holding it two times. I didn't include it. Although it does apply to the colour spectrum.
Yeah.
But yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, did we have a soft component earlier?
Yes.
So we
yeah.
should kill it.
Yeah.
Anyone remember when?
No. I think actually pretty early on, though, of course.
With flux as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
Yes,
yeah.
Were part of it was useful.
Did they have to make a decision about Heisenberg radio gas? Because I think they are discussed as a separate source, aren't they?
Well,
Heisenberg radio gases?
Only just interesting because then they are.
It applies
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think you remark how
you
fit in that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, but yeah.
No, it's, yeah.
What did we say about acronyms
were part of it's useful? I think you're supposed to mark the whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're right.
C51.81.9
galaxies. As a subclassification of Seyfert? No, make us.
You wouldn't say that.
That see for 1.8.
Well,
yes.
People do that, don't they? It's stupid.
I think it's 4BR.
Yeah,
alright.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
It's just a matter of things. Commission and feature would be good.
Yeah.
Galaxy
formation doesn't
yes.
count.
And
this
yes.
is one that counts.
Well, it should be this one, but what have you done with these doubly underlined? Has it just plotted the top colour?
Oh, was it actually possible to doubly underline
yes,
things?
Yeah.
I don't know which one it would display then.
Okay, because what we want, let's just mark what we want, and not that, but with also borderline.
I should know that it was possible to have this. So
you
can just kind of embed
it
in the implementations, right? Okay.
Because quite often an object class is defined by a special feature.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like for a language analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Border lines.
Yeah, I don't think that's going.
Colour for a few things.
Oh, sorry,
here.
Hyperlumen.
Yeah.
Do you
have
any ultra luminous?
Yeah.
Then, yeah,
this is just a colour issue.
Oh, right. She also is not. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ISM. So it probably shouldn't be in there.
The ISM isn't a source type, is it?
No.
I don't
think
so.
What are we doing about making the agenda button?
We're now including that, aren't we?
Okay. When it's a modified object, tell us.
Oh, no, I didn't hear
that. The question is, I mean, mission line objects are separate class of source, I think they are.
No.
But you're arguing not to have anything with objects in it,
right? Yeah.
Yes, you might.
So,
yeah,
and see if the galaxy should be one. Yeah.
Yes!
You're 70. Excellent.
That's pretty good. That's only your third.
Yeah.
You went through 70.
We'll thank you.
It's pretty young as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. How was it?